Local and federal investigators know that Condit lived in his father's Pflugerville home. They know that he lived with roommates, and they know that he was out of work and had no military or criminal record. Police use surveillance video from a South Austin FedEx retail store where Condit mailed two package bombs. In the video, Condit can be seen handling the packages with pink latex gloves. Investigators were also able to positively identify Condit as the bomber based on a number of internet searches that Condit made. Clint Van Zandt is a former FBI profiler. His work led to the capture of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, in 1996. He thinks that Condit's behavior makes him seem not as sophisticated as past serial bombers.
That lack of sophistication as far as the ability to conceal his identity. And unfortunately, you can go on the internet and find how to build devices like I'm led to believe the devices that he had.
Van Zandt says that FBI investigators were also able to trace exotic batteries purchased through an Asian online vendor. They were also able to track Condit's cell phone back to the phone towers located near each of the bombings. Van Zandt says, unlike the Las Vegas shooter or other serial bombers from the past who wanted to keep police agencies guessing for decades, it should be fairly easy for investigators to determine Condit's motive for the bombings in and around the Austin area.
He's been someone who's been exposed to social media. He lived in a house. He had two roommates. It's going to be relatively easy to put together the wiring diagram as we try to do this psychological autopsy on the bomber.
That social media includes a 2012 blog titled Defining My Stance, where Condit expresses his views against gay marriage and abortion, for the death penalty, and his argument for ending the sex offender registration program. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.